I'd like to first start off with Pshat and the Pasuk in Chumash. This week's Sedra Parshas Nitzavim, it says, Ki ha-mitzvah ha-zoiz ha-tshishi. Ki ha-mitzvah ha-zoiz asher anochi mitzavcha hayom lo-i mitzlati mimcha v'lo-i rechoyti. It's a bit esoteric, the Pasuk, because the Pasuk doesn't say which mitzvah it's referring to. Ki ha-mitzvah ha-zoiz, this mitzvah, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, that I'm commanding you today, lo-i mitzlati mimcha, it's not hidden from you. The loy rechoykehi, it's not distant. Loy bashamayim hi, not in the heavens. Leima miyala memu hashamayim of yitzcher lanu. It's not up in the sky, but who's going to climb up there and get it for us? V'yashmienu oysan, let us know the matzenos so we can do it. And loy me'eva layom hi, it's not on the other end of the sea. Leima miyava lono eleva ayom v'yitzcher lanu, who's going to cross the sea and get it for us? V'yashmienu oysan matzenos, we should hear it and then we'll know what to do. No, ki kora ve'lecha hadov amoy, the thing is very close. The ficha in your mouth, ubevavcha in your heart, lasoisai to do. In the psuk in itself, there is no indication what it's referring to. Ki ha-mitzvah hazon. If you look carefully in Rashi, Rashi says, lo bashamayim hi, she'ilu hoysa bashamayim hoi, yatzorech la'alos achreel lelamdo. So the first clue that Rashi gives us is the lambda. So Rashi sees that it's learning, it goes on Torah. Lo bashamayini, the Torah is not in heaven, but I have to climb up there, get sent someone up to heaven to get it down for us. Ein chatzorech la'al tachrei lelamda. And the next Rashi is even clearer. Ki korah ve'lecha, ha-Torah nitna lechem b'ksav u'balteh. The Torah was given in writing, ubalteh, and orally. So Rashi learns, ki ha-mitzvah ha-zois goes on the Torah. So it means the Torah, we have the Torah. We have the written Torah. We have the oral Torah. We have the Chachmei Yisrael who give us traditionally the explanations of the Torah. We have the Torah. And it's not very difficult, because we can learn it, and we have it already, and it's not so difficult to be able to sit in that. But let's say Rashi learns the Pesuk. The Ramban says, it doesn't like this. Tam ki ha-mitzvah zoi, says the Ramban, al kol ha-Torah kula. The Ramban says no. V'hanochayim, and there's a bit of difficulty in the Lashon Ramban, but the way the Torah quotes this Ramban, he says like this, Hanochan she'ena medaba al kol ha-Torah. It can't be referring to that we're talking about the Torah in general. Shem kein hayaloi loima kol ha-mitzvahs. Ha-mitzvah hazoi seems to be inferring it's a particular mitzvah. A singular mitzvah. If it was talking about all the mitzvahs, the whole Torah, it would say kol ha-mitzvahs. Ela ala mitzvah haniskeres lamayla shehiyachuva. So the Ramban says, no, it's with a mitzvah hazoiz is a throwback to the previous psukim where we were talking about tshuva. V'shafta v'shem alekecha v'shamata v'koyla in the previous psukim. So the Lashon Ramban is, since it doesn't say kol ha-mitzvah, only ha-mitzvah ha-zoi ala tshuva niskeres. That's been previously mentioned. For instance, v'ashevoysa levanecha v'shavta t'ashem lekecha. It's mitzvah sheyitzava oisonu la'asuskei. So the Eibushter already told us that we need to do tshuva, and therefore ki ha-mitzvah ha-zoi, the mitzvah of tshuva, is not difficult. The tshuva b'vovcha la'asuskei. Now the Ramban says, if that's the case, there's a problem with the Lashon. Hashevoysa levavecha, the Shavtat Hashem lekecha can be a historical statement. That's what's going to happen. the Nemra of the Loshen Habeinami, why does it, if there was a command to do tshuva, it should say Vashavta. What does it say, Vahashivoisa or Vishavta? It doesn't make it in the Loshen of the command, it says it in such a fatar of the Loshen. So he says the reason is Bahavtocha. So, Ki Osid Hadova Liyeske. The Rabbi says the Torah uses an expression which could mean two things. The shafta means that that's what's going to happen. And also the shafta, that's what should happen. So it uses an expression which could be interpreted two ways, says the Ramban. Why? Because the Eibush is saying two things. We should do tshuva, and ultimately there will be a time when tshuva will be the vogue, and people will be turning back. As we see, history has proven the Ramban correct, that there is Tanuas HaTshuva is a Tshuva movement, which is the Hafkiyum of the Haftocha, as the Rabban says, or the Shavta Hashem Lekecha, that there will come a time that people will do Tshuva. And just want to add a footnote that the last Nebuah that Klal Yisrael had was the Heshev Leibovitz Abonim, the Leibonim Aravoisam. The Malachi was the last of the Nevi'im, and he said the Heshev Leivavus Abonim Abonim Avoisim, and Rashi said over there Al Yidei Bonim, through the children, the parents of the Tshuva, and that is the last Nevuah that Klal Yisrael had, and that's what we see today coming to fruition. The Ramban finishes off, what is the Pasuk telling us? V'atam Leimor Ki Yimyeh Midachacha B'Tzeh Shemayim. There's people in the wilds of Russia and St. Petersburg, wherever. And what's happening? They're turning back. How can that be? The answer is, Ke'ein adova nifla v'rochot mimcha. And even if you tachas yad ha'amim, korov elechem oiz la'seisa v'cholei v'chol v'chol. Zehu tam v'ficha v'vochol asem. Should there be something which any person under any circumstance, no matter where he is in the world, even if he's totally subjugated to a foreign nation, it can turn back. What do they have to do? Yisvadu es avoynim es avoynim avoynim v'yishuvu v'vavam al Hashem. Just turn back. V'yikavdo aleim ayam atayr el asoy sel adoyres kasha hiske atav anecha v'chol levo. At the end of the day, there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi learns ki a mitzvah hazoi goes on the Torah, and the Torah, the Ksav, the Balpeh, that we have the Torah and we're able to learn it. The Ramban says, can't be. Mitzvah hazoi is too particular. It can't mean the whole Torah. It means mitzvah hazoi, this mitzvah means the previous mentioned mitzvah, which was the psukim of Vashavta, Hashem Lekecha, Vashavos, and Vavecha. We were talking about mitzvah tshuva. Tshuva can be done, and easy to be done. We have to do is you say it, and it's in your heart, and Baruch Hashem, it's easy to do. That's what the Ramban. If you look carefully, the Kriyoka talks at length at the how each of the psukim are explained according to Shittas Rashi, according to the Shittas of the Ramban, how each of the whole parsha is carefully explained what it. If it refers to Torah or if it refers to truth. In actual fact, the Eliyahu Zutta, which is the Medrashim of Eliyahu Novi, it's quite clear what it's referring to. Let me read you the Loshon of the Eliyahu Zutta. It says like this. Maisa Belio Shepoga Batsari Becha. El Yuzuka is all the Chazalim about Elio Anovi. Elio Anovi met a Tsaya Becha. He met someone who was a hunter. The Lehoya boy lay Mikra Velay Mishnah. He was totally not learned. He didn't know Psukim. He couldn't read a Mishnah. And Elio said, why don't you learn? So the hunter answered him, no, I have no worry about it. Rabbeinu Shalom, whenever, when I come to din, the Eibishter can't have any kindness on me. Why I didn't learn? Why? Because leinikla li bina v'das lo metayra. I don't have the intelligence for it. I haven't got the tongue. I haven't got the stamina to sit down and learn. It's not for me. It's beyond me. So Yoanovi answered him, in Loduk Dogim, the Larig Matsudas Nitnachabas, you know how to hunt, you know how to fish, you know how to make nets, you know how to troll fish. What? So you have common sense. Every person has the intelligence to pursue what he wants to pursue. You just have to concentrate your mind, make up what you want to do, and you can do it. So Yo said, you're saying that in Olam Haba, where they're going to ask you to give a din b'cheshbon, you don't have to worry about, because you're going to say you're not intelligent enough to learn Torah. You see, what you want to do, you manage very well. You're a successful hunter. You're a successful fisherman. So your tenet is, you know what to do. So why can't you learn? Then he said to him, and I'll prove it to you from the particular Yohanan, he said, he called Torah is close to you. Everyone can do it. It's quite clear that Yoanovi understood the pasuk like Rashi, that he's bringing a raya from here that every person can learn Torah. He called the lecha adova. He's talking to every single yid and every single circumstance. We can all learn, at what level and what, how deep and how, every one of us can learn to some degree, and that's what Yoanovi told him. And therefore, there is no tour for a gentleman like yourself. He told them who does can't learn a pasuk kumish, can't learn a mishnah. What's your excuse? So it's clear from that chazal, like Shittas Rashi. Afterwards, if you look into it carefully, you'll see that it's a machloekus. The Medrash HaGadol here, this pasuk says clearly, like the Rambam, a mitzvah zayis goes on shulam. Also, the Medrash in Kehelis, Ches Yod Zion, is clear like the Ramban, the Gozan Shuvah. And on the other hand, like the earlier Zutta, the Gemara in Erev and Nandalid, the Medrash in Shmoy, it's clear that Machlokes and Chazal, what these Psukim are referring to. Is it like Shittas Rashi that's referring to Torah? Is it like the Ramban that's referring to Shuvah? Now, according to the Ramban, there's a major problem. And that is the point of Kadeshia. We all know of our vain attempts over the years to do tshuva. Every year we say we're going to do tshuva, we're going to turn and leave, and we're going to change, and we're going to be better, and we'll start again, and we're going to do it right this time. We all strive in that direction. How successful are we? It's not an easy thing. Yeah, every man is a creature of habit. We all have our things in life, the way we do things, the way we are, the way we act. And to all of a sudden change and turn a new leaf, it's one of the most difficult things in life. And the pasuk is according to Ramban, says, no, he called it less our dog annoyed, but people will vote for our friends. It's one of the easy things. It's close, it's easy. It's easy. It's one of the most difficult things. To start again and change it. No, I'm a different person. No, I don't do these things anymore. No, I act differently now. I don't talk the way I used to. I don't act the way I used to. That's easy. How can the Ramban say that the person is still going through? But and that's one of the easy things in life. Question number one, which the Mephoshim asks. Secondly, the Pasuk says two things. The Ficha and the Vokalasa. So the Ramban says it's talking about tshuva. So what's the beficha b'lvovka? The Ramban himself says, what is the beficha? The beficha is you have to say these things. When you do tshuva, the first thing we do is shavnu, bagadnu, This vado is chatoisam. That's the first success. You have to say what you've done. So beficha is vidin. What's bevovka? We have to undertake to not to do these averus anymore. Bevovka. Kabbalah believe one of the ikri hachum. And therefore, the Reishis Chochma also quotes this Ramban in Paragalot and Tshuva, and he says that Yishev HaPosag Lefi Ramban Tikoro Velecha Adov HaMoid Beficha Bevokha La'Soysa Beficha Zvide Zvorim. We've got to say Sham Lebagadnu, whatever we have to say, Achei Chekotonu, whatever hate we do. Shetzorech Lezvah. What's Bevokha in your heart? Kabbalah Tzatshuva Belibay Vaziva Tzach. We all know that there's four, according to the Rambam, there's four Ikrei HaTshuva, four main parts of Tshuva. Firstly, Azivat HaChet. You've got to stop sinning. You can't do Tshuva if you're still engaging in Chet. Azivat HaChet, to leave the sin. Second of all, the second is Kabbalah Al Habor. You have to undertake not to do it anymore. So you've got to stop sinning, number one. Number two, you have to undertake that you won't sin anymore. Thirdly, the Rambam says, charata. You have to be sorry about what you did. You have to feel bad about it. You have to feel that the way I've been doing it is right. It's wrong. It was harmful to me. And fourthly, you have to have vidipur. You have to actually say what we've done. You've got to admit, this is what I've done. If so, when the pasuk says beficha bevovka la'soysay, so it refers to two of the things. Beficha was vidui, and bevovka is the undertaking. Now, where's the charata? The fact that he's sorry about what he did in the past. So you have to say, well, that's included in the Vidui. You know, I'm sorry what I did. This is what I did, and I'm sorry about it. You have to put the two together. And where's that Viva Sachet? When they stop sinning? Well, it's obvious. If I undertake not to do it anymore, then I obviously stop. It means I'm stopping to sin, and I also undertake that in the future I won't do it anymore. So you've got to put those two together. It's a bit puzzling, and this is the point of the Shia. I'm quoting from the Kabbalah Tetzaveh, which is the classic sefer on Yonet Tshuva, and in there Rabitzel, in my Mavov and Koshra'or, he discusses this point. It seems to be that the Tosfot only talks about Vidui, only talks about the Ficha is Vidui, or the Vavcha is the undertaking not to sin. And he says it seems, even though you could say it's included, but it's a bit difficult, and it seems it leaves out both the charata and it leaves out the aziva tachet. Then he talks about the question that was raised before. What do we do about the ficha v'vavcha kikora v'lecha adov v'mari? It's easy! And it's so simple! What's your problem? Why don't you do it? What do you mean it's so difficult? How can you say it so easy? So Abitzel comes along with a very novel idea, and he says like this. Chazal tell us in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Nun Dalet that Shuvah is one of the seven things which was created prior to the world. Shenivru Koidim Shenivra Oilam. And that is, if a person would sin, it's not for the institution of Tshuva. A person would sin forever after, that would stay. And we'd have to suffer the consequences of the fate that we did. There would be no way out. There would be a black market against us, and we'd have to pay the price for it. Doesn't knock off things. So if once we sin, that would be it. If there was no tshuva, there was no way of rectifying it, There's no way of cleaning the slate. Anything that we ever did wrong would always be there. And if that's the case, we would have to suffer in the Ramban and Sharak, more frightening. How, the things that we would have to suffer in retaliation for that other soul food, or punishment for that other soul food, for the avodas that we did. And that would be forever after, we would have to. If that's the case, every person who would sin would therefore have to pay the price for the virus that he did. That's what it's like. What would be if there wasn't children? Alright, so we do have virus, and we would have to pay the price. But Aziva Sakhar, one of the four principles of tshuva, that we have to stop sinning. Is this part of the tshuva process? Well, of course, it's one of the valid things. It's one of the four main concepts of tshuva, the four Ikriya tshuva around them. Fine. But what would be if there wasn't a mitzvah tshuva? Anything we did, stuck, finished, it's on the record, no way out. Would we have to stop sinning? He said, of course we'd have to do Aziva Sakhar anyway. Because a person sins once, he can sin a second time. And if he's been sinning 10 times, he can sin the 11th time. Aziva Sakhar is something which logically a person must do. And therefore, irrelevant of the fact that there is tshuva, there isn't tshuva, a person would still have to stop sinning. To stop sinning is something logical, which Rabbeinu Yonah explains in the beginning of the Shari Tshuva, and he says, you know, that a person deviated from the path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he sinned against his Creator, and maybe has been so good to us, and he looks after us. How can a person continue going against him? So Aziva Sakhet is logical. It's got nothing to do with tshuva. Even if there wasn't a tshuva, and even if it wouldn't eradicate all our previous aveiros, we still have to stop sinning. I think it's a chet. Of course, it's necessary for tshuva, but it's not part and parcel that only because of tshuva a person must do a tshuva. Secondly, Chavocha says with a tshuva, to be sorry about what we did. What happens if we have someone who's been very, very nice? A benefactor, sugar daddy as they call him in common language. He's been looking after me, and he's been supporting me, and he helps me make my simchas, and he does this and he does that for me. He's a close and caring friend, and all of a sudden you go against him. He asks you to do one thing for him, a few things for him, and I definitely don't. I don't do it. I mean, how can you be like that to him? He's been so good to him. You. How can you go against him? And then you come to this realization, and you say, yes, it wasn't menschlich. He asked me to do something, but look how much he did for me. And he asked in return, I should do a few things, and I didn't do it. And you're sorry about it. And you feel bad, yes, I didn't behave properly. I should have done what he wanted. Common sense. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, that's what Chavocha is all about. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam looked after us from the day we were born. Everything we have is from him. Think about all the good things he did for us. Think about what he has been looking after us. And he asked us to do these mitzvahs. And what did we do? We did what we wanted to do, not what he asked us to do. We didn't follow the mission, our mission in life so carefully. We did deviate from the path that he asked us to be on. So of course a person would logically be sorry. And if there was no mitzvah of tshuva, even more so, says Rav Itzel, a person would have to be sorry. The chalotah would be even greater, because the avodah would stay forever and I'd have to pay the punishment. If that's the case, chalotah is not a thing which is because of tshuva you do chalotah. The Pasuk says, Yazav Rosh Adar Kedishov Makhmer, Kehu Yavel Esloyach. Rebbe still says, Yazoy Rosha Darkoi, a sinner leaves his path. Yeshava Masha, the Yoshua Lashem Virachmeu, that will came to Yard and the Slayach and found God because he forgives. And if he wouldn't forgive, then it wouldn't be Yad as Rosh Hashanah. He wouldn't be sorry for what he did. Even more so, he says, it's not because he gives us kapora, therefore a person has to leave his path and be sorry about the bad things he did. It means a person has to be sorry if he deviated, because he deviated, because he's mashalim roa tachas toiva. He is not being fair to the people of the Boyish Leiman, his benefactor, and he did what he wanted to do instead of listening to him. Therefore, Abitzel says like this. If we think about it, from the four Ikrei Hatshuva, two of them we would have to do anyway. And that is, of course we'd have to stop sinning, because the sin of the past is not a license to sin again. Because I've been a balaveira doesn't allow me to continue behaving in that fashion. Of course I would have to stop anyway. That's got nothing to do with sin. Secondly, charata, the fact that I misbehaved in the past, I feel sorry about it. I've missed my mission in life. I didn't fulfill what I should have fulfilled in my life. That's something to be sorry about. And we'll all be sorry someday about the things we didn't do. But does that have to do with tshuva? Is it only because Hashem cleans the slate? No, because we didn't do what we should do. Those two things come naturally. Two things are mischadish in the mitzvah of tshuva. Two things, and two things only. One is that besides having charosa, I've got to make an announcement. Achei shechatana with this, and achei shechatana with that. I have to say it prepared. I have to say it verbally. It has to be expressed. That's the chiddush of tshuva. The second thing is, I have to undertake in the future that besides the fact that I'm sorry about the past, and besides the fact that I feel so bad about it, I still have to make a pronouncement that I'm the Kabbalah Belayt, Achiyoyedel of Yedeya Talumas, the Losh Rambam, Shalayechtoid. I'm undertaking never to do this sin again. I feel so bad about the past, but besides that, I undertake that in the future, I won't do this Aveira. That's the chiddush. So there's two chiddushim. I've got to say the prayer that I sin, Achei Shechotono, Hashamna. And I've got to undertake that in the future, I won't do it anymore. Says Ravitzel, those two parts, which tshuva's machadish, is very easy. Kikora melecha adoma mafiso mumonta lasoifri. That's why the Pesuk only talks about those two things. The beficha is the vidui, ubevovcha is to undertake in your heart that you're not going to do it anymore. Those are quite easy. Once a person achieves what he has to do anyways, even without mitzvah tshuva, once a person's achieved that he has the proper charota, which is regardless if there was a mitzvah tshuva, there wasn't a mitzvah tshuva, and once he has already stopped sinning, that's the difficult part, to change our habits, to change our way of life. That's once you've done the two things which you anyways have to do, the formal part of tshuva, to say it prepared, and then in your heart to undertake not to do it in the future, that's the ficha mavoko, the chikara velecha adonai noi, that's the easy part. And that's the way Ravitzel explains the Rambam, that the mitzvah tshuva and the chesed Hashem that is prepared to eradicate and give us a new start. Begin again! Forget about the past. I'll take it all away. So, those are the things that we have to think about as we're approaching the Yom Meroyim. That mitzvah tshuva, atzivus haketz, we have to do anyway. We have to stop sinning. Secondly, charata, to be sorry about the things that we didn't do, the things that we didn't achieve, that we have to do anyway. Let's just do the two parts, which is the easy part. Say our shamnus, admit the aveiros we do, and undertake in our hearts that in the future will be better.